We're going to talk to Sebastian now. He's here. He's with Major Roads. He's the delivery director for the Eastern Freeway upgrades. Welcome, Sebastian.
Good afternoon, Alan. How are you going? And thanks for having me.
Not a problem. I'm going really well. I hope you are too. Now, out living out in the Yarra Valley and working in the Yarra Valley and all those sorts of things, we use the Eastern Freeway to get into the city. We use it to get out the airport and, all over sort of the western suburbs and northern suburbs. So it's very vital to us, the Eastern Freeway. Just briefly, can you tell us about coming up very shortly, or you're going to be working on is a Doncaster park and ride. So does that mean we can drive from Healesville down and park there and then catch a bus into the city, or what's that mean?
Yeah, so maybe as part of the North East Link program, we're building Melbourne's first dedicated busway, which is a dedicated service that will take you from Doncaster Park and Ride all the way into Hoddle Street. So as part of that program and that new dedicated busway, we're building a new Doncaster Park and Ride. And so there's designs that are currently out on public exhibition and have been since the 4th of September. So that's a great opportunity for members of the public and your listeners to have their say on the urban design and landscape plan for the new Doncaster Park and Ride. And so it's a facility that will provide for 435 car spaces. And so many of your listeners will be able to, as you say, travel in from the northeastern parts of outer Melbourne and into the Doncaster Park and Ride, park their car and then catch a service all the way into town.
Could I just ask, I know it's only out for people to comment on at the moment, so well, how any ideas like how often the bus will run? Is it just going to run morning and evening, or what will happen?
No, so basically the existing bus services will continue as part of the new facility, and obviously we're working closely with the Department of Transport and Planning around busing services into the future, but certainly there'll be buses that, as of today, continue once the new Doncaster Park and Ride is completed. And as you would know, Alan, we've recently completed the Bulleen Park and Ride. So that's another fantastic facility that we've brought online early to really ease the demand on the parking and also to help bring on extra demand for car parking whilst we build the Doncaster Park and Ride.
Can also, Sebastian, on a long-term process, I'm only talking long-term now, are there any thoughts about adding any extra lanes like they have on the Monash Freeway?
So obviously we'll be upgrading the Eastern Freeway all the way from Hoddle Street out to Springvale Road, and as part of that there'll be additional lanes that'll be provided, and as part of that we're also introducing new intelligent transport systems, what we know as ITS, but also we're introducing...
Hang on, I don't like to cut across a guess, but the audience and I don't know what you mean by ITS.
Oh, okay. So it's the new sort of technology that you may have seen on other freeways across Melbourne. So the Monash Freeway's had that installed recently. The Westgate Freeway's been installed, and the M80 upgrade, parts of the M80 upgrade, where you see the electronic signs over, standing across and above the traffic lanes, and it means that we're able to then control traffic speed, control incidents when there's accidents on the freeway, and so on and so forth. So it's really bringing the Eastern Freeway up to the latest standards with respect to technology, but also with respect to additional lanes. What we're introducing are express lanes. So someone will have the ability to take an express lane if they're coming from Healesville, for example, Ringwood. They'll be able to make a decision around Middleborough Road to say whether they want to go all the way into the city via an express lane, or whether they might be, for example, getting off at Bulleen Road, and so then they have the option to take the outer separated lanes and have the flexibility to get off at one of the many interchanges along the Eastern Freeway. But certainly, if you want an express route, there will be express lanes separated by a concrete barrier. So that means that'll be sort of the driver will need to make a decision pretty early on in the piece about, you know, which way they want to go.
Sebastian, on those express lanes, they're obviously, as you say, going to be separated. So once you get onto them, you go right through. But can it be a single car person, or is it one of these where you've got to have at least two people in the car?
Oh, no, there's no plans for any sort of restrictions in terms of occupancy in the cars or anything like that. It'll just be one of whether you're choosing to head into town through the express lanes or whether you need to get off at one of the interchanges earlier. So you'll need to make your decision early on in the piece.
Sebastian, when that, and I know this is in the very early stages, so it's pretty hard for me to, or for you to answer, but part of that, if you're going to add more, you know, a couple more lanes and all that, how's Hoddle Street going? Because Hoddle Street always seems to be the bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, as part of the North Link program, we're not introducing any additional traffic to Hoddle Street. And so all this really does is provide the option for people to get in and around Melbourne in a different way. So with the North East Link, what it does is it fills in that missing gap between the M80 Ring Road in Greensboro and the Eastern Freeway. So it does give people who might be travelling from the northeastern, you know, parts of Melbourne, you know, Ringwood, Healesville and the like, different options to get either into town or out to, say, Melbourne Airport. And, you know, if you're heading out to Melbourne Airport, for example, you would be saving, you know, avoiding and bypassing 18 sets of traffic lights, for example. So it does give... it does give our commuters a different option to really change the way people move around Melbourne, and in particular freight. You know, we've got a high demand for freight that needs to get in and around Melbourne, and we don't have that option at the moment. So this will really fix the missing link in Melbourne's freeway network.
Yeah, because, I mean, that does seem to be one of the problems, doesn't it? Like, we need the transport. If we don't have transport, we don't have food, and we don't have a whole lot of stuff. Mm. But the more trucks come on the road, and let's be honest, we're a growing population too, so we're going to be pouring more and more people on the roads in the coming years, aren't we?
Oh, exactly. And so our estimates with the North East Link program, you know, we will get 15,000 trucks off local roads. And we really 15,000 trucks off local roads by introducing and fixing that missing link between the M80 Ring Road and Eastern Freeway, and we're going to do that with some new tunnels, Alan. And so you know, these tunnels will be around 6.5 kilometres long, and they'll bridge that missing link and really provide that orbital route that's really been the missing part in Melbourne's freeway network. And so by doing so, we'll get 15,000 trucks off the local roads, we'll slash travel times, and, you know, for people heading out from the northeast, they'll be able to bypass 18 sets of traffic lights.
Because one of the problems that we've had over a number of years and is the fact that to get out to the western suburbs or to get up to some of the northern suburbs, unless you went right around through Eltham and all that, everything went through the city, didn't it? Everything came to the city and then flared out again.
Correct, Alan. And sort of part of the problem we're trying to resolve, if you're familiar with Rosanna Road and Bulleen Road, you know, it's a gridlock at the best of times. And so this will really alleviate that traffic congestion for that northeastern part of the community, take trucks off local roads, and certainly ease the congestion and improve safety for, you know, roads like Bulleen Road, Rosanna Road and the like.
Yeah. And let's face it, we're not going to get any less cars on the road, and I guess there's been talk about having another terminal for ships and all that. Well, I mean, that's not happening in the near future, but if it does, then there's going to be more and more trucks on the road, isn't there?
Well, certainly this will really help with the transport industry around providing another alternative to get in and around Melbourne, particularly for freight. But as part of the program, the North East Link program, Ellen, we're also, you know, looking at other forms of transport. So what I mean by that is, you know, cycling paths, upgrading walking and cycling paths, You know, I've already mentioned the dedicated busway. So we're looking at all forms of you know, transport modes to really help change the way people get in and around Melbourne.
So, Bass, you know, we should mention that people can look up on build.vic.gov.au, can't they? And that'll give them some idea of what's going on.
Yeah, so obviously if people look up the North East Link program under the Big Build website, they'll have the opportunity to really learn more about the project, and they'll also have the opportunity to be able to engage on the new Doncaster Park and Ride designs as part of the urban design and landscape exhibition process that's currently seeking feedback from communities at the moment.
I was just going to ask you, and I know it's still in the early stages, is there any sort of time set when you'd like to start this the Doncaster Park and Ride, whether you actually would turn the first sod, so to speak?
Yeah, so look, we're aiming to have construction commence next year. So obviously we're going through a bit of a planning process at the moment.
Yep.
And we're seeking that community feedback on our designs, which closes next the 24th of this month, Alan. And then we'll move into sort of construction in next year. So we're well on track for that, which will be about a 2-year build.
I was just going to ask you that.
we expect it'll take around 2 years or so, and have that facility opened up in 2028. But in the meantime, as I said, we brought on the Bulleen Park and Ride earlier, so we can actually help with that demand on the existing Doncaster Park and Ride whilst that goes into construction mode and sort of is taken offline.
Sounds terrific. Look, I know you've got to get away, so I thank you for your time. Would suggest that it's the Big Build, is it? .vic.gov.au?
Correct, yes.
So if I have a look at it. Now, also, you've got a couple of sites where people could call in and see some of these plans too, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of shops that are open to the community. So we have one in Watsonia, in the Watsonia Precinct Shopping Centre.
Yep.
And we have one in Doncaster at the Greythorn Road Shops. So we have a couple of drop-in community centres there that really can show people our designs, what we're up to, where we're at with construction and so forth.
So, Bastian, just do they... If they want to make a submission, do they have to go to those shops or can they make a submission online?
No, they have the opportunity to do so online as well, and through the if they visit the engage.vic.gov.au Big Build website, they'll have the ability to provide their feedback and have a look at the designs online as well. But if they're more open to perhaps coming in and dropping into one of our drop-in centres, as I said, there's one in Watsonia, and there's another one in Doncaster, and they'll have the flexibility of doing that as well.
Sebastian, just before you go, could you just give us that one again, where Engage or whatever it was, for anybody who wants to make a submission, please?
Yep, so it's engage.vic.gov.au/bigbuild.
Sounds good to me. Sebastian, I know you've got to get away. Thank you for your time. We'd love to catch up with you from time to time, particularly to hear about the Eastern Freeway, because, you know, while we don't all live down there, it's a road that, you know, very often, well, to go anywhere, you really need to get on the Eastern Freeway from here.
Yeah, no, thanks. And certainly thanks for having us today, Alan, and happy to sort of come back on the program at any time to give your listeners and yourself an update.
Yeah, I'd be wrapped to do that. All right, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.
Thanks very much. Bye.